The founders of America said that for our constitutional republic to work, the people need to be virtuous. For instance, John Adams said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." For years, voluntary groups, including the Scouts, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, helped to develop good character of children and young people. But lately, some branches of the Scouts are sold out to political correctness, so argue many critics. Patty Garibay was active with the Girl Scouts for 13 years, but she became disheartened by what we would now call wokeism within the organization. Garibay has since founded American Heritage Girls, which is now found throughout the country and beyond, and boasts tens of thousands of members. She joins us now, and she's also the author of a book called Why Curse the Darkness When You Can Light a Candle. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Patty Garibay, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jerry. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Sure. So let's begin with the kind of the tone that I set there, where I mentioned how the founders expected the people to be virtuous, and that's really how the Constitution is to work. And these organizations, like the Scouts, traditionally have helped build good character, correct?
That is so very true. But, you know, when they lose their foundation or their core or the vine and they no longer abide there, who knows what's going to happen with the character development program? And that's what's happened to both the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, in my opinion.
Okay, tell us about the Girl Scouts, since you personally were involved in it. I'm sure you enjoyed it at first, and then what caused you to eventually drop out after many years?
You know, like so many women of my generation and before, they enjoyed the Girl Scouts. They learned a lot. They were able to acquire skills and learn about leadership and influence and really learn about faith. Because the foundress of the Girl Scouts USA was Julia Gordon Lowe, a daily avid Bible reader. She created the Girl Scouts around the principles of Christianity. And when there was mission drift, which I believe happened around the 60s and the 70s, when the likes of Betty Friedan became part of the National Board of Trustees, Gloria Steinem, Hillary Clinton, etc., they continue to push that agenda more and more left of center from where Julia Gordon Lowe, the founders, had centered it. And so when you've got mission drift like that, and it starts to become apparent to the volunteers, now I was no regular volunteer, Jerry. I led three troops, and I was also what they call a delegate. So I was representative of the volunteers. So I maybe had a little bit more of a sneak peek, but I was still shocked. It wasn't until 1993 when they changed the Girl Scout promise to no longer mandate an oath to God. And I learned about this on the evening news that I became awake enough to understand that there were problems indeed in the Girl Scouts. And I guess you might say the rest is history.
I was at a trip with my family to Savannah recently, and I didn't realize that that was where basically the Girl Scouts was born. They have a whole museum there, and it was very nice to see it. But thankfully, they kind of glossed over the new problems. They focused on the foundation of it, which, you know, as you said, was much more positive.
Absolutely. It's a shame. I wonder today what she would think about all these changes. But the Girl Scouts today are proud of their agenda, and it is full of wokeism. And it wasn't just the God issue, which was integral to what I was doing because I used Girl Scouts as a ministry, but it was also the LGBTQ, at that time just LGBT, agenda that was going on in the Girl Scouts way back in the 90s. And here they were really pushing this agenda, knowing that girls were very vulnerable, they were easy to indoctrinate, and they've done that for decades now. And I think it's time for a counterpunch here. It's time for us to really say, hey, that's not what we want for scouting. And those that have Christian values can look into American Heritage Girls, all the best parts of scouting, which are the scouting methods, which is experiences and outdoors and leadership and skill acquisition and merit, just those are all included. But here's the difference. The secret sauce is the Holy Spirit. Christ is at the center of all we do, and all of these things that the girls learn, they understand it through the lens of a biblical worldview.
Now, I understand that there's some new racial equity training taking place in the Girl Scouts. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, what a pity. You know, back in my day when I was a leader, we were being forced to take a diversity training, which many of us refused to do because we knew that it wasn't really what it sounded like. Well, today the DEI initiative has been funded by Mackenzie Scott, the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos, and funded to the tune of the Girl Scouts' largest gift to history. She donated $84.5 million for the Girl Scouts to incorporate DEI initiatives in their leader and volunteer training. And of course, that will trickle down to the girls. A matter of fact, in the Cleveland area, they have a new badge called the Social Justice Seeker Challenge. And it has a permission slip that warns the parents they have to have parental approval to take these courses and take this particular badge. And it says you must have an open heart and an open mind or you will be uncomfortable. So as you can see, these trainings will trickle down into the girls. There's now an LGBTQ plus patch for the girls that they really promote in June. They encourage them to march in gay pride parades and to learn about Harvey Milk and other Stonewall foundational people. It's just really gone off the charts. No longer is it cookies and campfires. It's become quite controversial.
If you see people selling the cookies, you don't want to be mean to those girls, but, you know, gosh, I'm tempted to say, hey, look, let Bezos' ex-wife buy all those cookies. I don't need to support this.
That's true, Jerry. You know what I do when I pass those girls and those cookies, and you know that was my heart and still is working with girls for decades, and that is I give them a couple of dollars and say, please don't buy cookies with them because those cookies do help the national organization and its agenda, but rather do something, you know, for a camping trip or something like that. Stay away from the cookies. The cookies do help fund this agenda, and, you know, although we think we're helping out the Scouts, we really aren't. They're getting less than 50 cents a box. If you give them $2, that's like giving them buying four boxes of those cookies that aren't good for you anyway.
Oh, good point. Okay, tell us about you're not cursing the darkness. Instead, you're lighting a candle. Actually, it seems like you're lighting a floodlight. But tell us about American Heritage Girls.
Well, again, you know, with the beautiful history of scouting in the past and the very successful methods that created many leaders that we enjoy today, and some of them very ethical leaders. That's what we're trying to raise up. It is a remnant of girls that know who they are and whose they are, that they understand that their identity is not in their appearance or their wokeness, but rather in who God created them to be, how to seek out what vocation the Lord may have for them. So we're sort of helping with the framework for adulting. And parents love that because we all want to be intentional parents, but so often we don't have the tools to do so. American Heritage Girls provides just that. It also comes alongside the church. So every troop is chartered by a church that is aligned with our statement of faith, and it is comprised of many wonderful adult leaders that serve as mentors, Titus II type women that help these girls raise up to be the women they should be. And the fruits of our labor have been evident. We are blessed to see that in our lifetime. We've been around for 28 years, so our alumni are plentiful. And now my daughter, whom I really started American Heritage Girls for, she is now a leader, and her daughter is in AHG. It's been such a wonderful, amazing blessing.
Where did it begin? What state? And is it all over the country now and even other parts of the world?
It is. It started in Cincinnati, Ohio, literally around my kitchen table with some concerned moms and dads. It is now over 65,000 strong in all 50 states and 16 international countries, which helps to serve our missions, our missionaries, and our military families.
Is there any way that organizations like the official Girl Scouts or the Boy Scouts could be reclaimed, you know, to be kind of neutral, or at least not to be pro-gay and pro-this and pro-CRT and pro-woke, if you will?
Well, you know, I attempted that for 2 years, two solid years. I really believe that we need to try to be influenced the institutions, particularly youth institutions. But when that snowball has already gone down the hill, when the agenda is already strongly embedded, that is the problem. Now, what confused me, because we were partners, American Heritage Girls, with the Boy Scouts of America from 2009 to 2013. What confused me about that example is that they were chartered by churches, and churches were their voting members for the councils. How this agenda was allowed, and now, of course, they are open to girls. girls as well. And they also have a lot of this toxic curriculum in their curricula. So I always thought the mission drift of Girl Scouts was because they were not owned and operated by churches. Anybody could start a Girl Scout troop. There was no oversight. But the Boy Scouts was a different matter. And the fact that I believe in some areas, Jerry, the church has done the same thing. There's been some mission drift in the church. And so now we've got a hot mess, and it's time that we have to start something new. And that's what HG and our boys' book and now Trail Life USA is really all about.
Is that second thing you just mentioned, the one with the boys, is that the thing that John Stemberger of Florida is working on?
Yes, John was part of the starting American Heritage Girls, of course, was at the forefront, because imagine all of our parents when the Boy Scout decision was made were saying, are you going to start American Heritage Boys? And rather, we came around.
Excuse me, please clarify the decision you're referring to there. With the Boy Scouts.
The decision in 2013 for the Boy Scouts of America to change its membership standards to allow both gay boys and leaders to be part of the organization.
I see. And then what happened?
And then what happened was many parents who loved that the Boy Scouts had stood up all the way to the Supreme Court for the Dale decision to say this will not be the case in our membership. When they did open it up and did change their mind and did change the whole concept of what came from the Supreme Court, that's when parents started to call us saying, are you going to start a boys program? We prayed and fasted as a board, and it was very evident that the Lord wanted us to help resource and to field all those calls and inquisitions, that we were basically bringing guys together to create their own organization so there wouldn't be 100 different fragmented organizations, but one, and that is Trail Life USA. And it was started 10 years ago this year.
And it's going well, it sounds like.
It's going very, very well. And many times churches will have both American Heritage Girls and Trail Life at the church. It becomes family ministry night, and there has been great fruit from those efforts.
You know, by the way, in terms of both the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, the traditional organization, I can't help but think, as you're describing all these things, there's a phrase from Dennis Prager, and he fleshes it out in some of his columns, and the phrase is, the left ruins everything it touches.
Yes, it surely does. And what is so sad about it is the youth. And that's why, you know the Marxism, the Communist Manifesto clearly states that it's important to indoctrinate the youth so that the next generation, well, we know from our scripture that we need to let the next generation know. Psalm 78:6 talks about that, about the goodness of the Lord. So that's what we're doing. We are combating the left, and we are also just bringing back what is true and what is pure and what is right.
You know, it's interesting. There's an ongoing war against America as founded. And in some ways, I mean, the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts don't directly fit into that thing, but they kind of do. It's all the same thing. It's basically we're up against cultural Marxism today.
Yes, I agree 100%. And, you know, you'd often hear Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, and apple pie. That's as American as you can get. And that when those things fall and they topple, and boy, have they ever. And you can throw the YMCA and a lot of these YWCA, all founded for good causes, all taken over by the left. And so what are we going to do? We're not going to sit back. It's sort of like watching primary or the caucuses and saying, you know, why aren't we getting involved in the social media part of this? Because the other side certainly does. We've got to fight the same fight, but we know who wins at the end. And so why aren't we awake at that? We need to be more awake at the switch and not woke. That's for sure, Jerry.
Okay, we have about half a minute left. What would you like to say? And let me go ahead and give your website. It is AmericanHeritageGirls.org. What do you want to say in closing? Is this a winnable battle of, you know, in terms of training our young people for godly values and good values?
I truly believe it is, Jerry, because, you know, the power of one is incredible because of what the Holy Spirit can do through that one. But moreover, American Heritage Girls is working on a new podcast that we have called Raising Godly Girls. It's on all of the major podcast stations, as well as we do a minute on Christian radio, again, on Raising Godly Girls, which helps all parents, whether you're in American Heritage Girls or not, to raise up your girl in the way they should go. So visit our website at AmericanHeritageGirls.org. Download some of our free ebooks about how to help your girls with anxiety, how to help them have a biblical worldview, how to explain war and conflict.
All right, time's up.
All of these things will be there.
All right, thank you. Sorry about that. The clock's a terrible taskmaster. Thank you, Patty. All the best. God bless.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.